The Daily Talk Show, episode 300. Tommy Jacket.
Slightly delayed.
Where is the... Oh, you're going to wait until... I got really excited because I thought you were going to... is that turning it down?
I forgot my whistle. Hang on.
Oh, you got to hold thing. So Tommy's just brought out a 300 birthday cake. And we've got the...
And only one of these.
I was actually hoping that the sparklers would...
Yeah, they take so long to actually get going. Look at this thing. Fucking... All right, here we go. I'll get this one going.
All right. Well, it's not even happy birthday. What do we say? Like...
Well, it's just happy 300.
It's a good thumbnail, I guess.
Yeah, we
guess.
Can at least hold this up and get a nice thumbnail. What are you doing? Get it on the tip, bro. You can hold the tip. Yep.
Yeah, got it.
It's a lot of tip talk in last episode too. Yeah.
This is our thumbnail. It is episode 300, everyone. Fuck, that is has a bit of warmth to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and there could potentially be a smoke alarm that goes off somewhere.
Can we blow it out together? All right, ready? 3, 2.
Done. Oh, your side, bro. That's you.
I'm a fucking asthmatic. it is episode 300. It's Monday here in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's a public holiday. It feels like it's completely dead out there.
Labor Day.
I forgot what day it was. So it's Labor Day, is it?
I have a feeling too that Labor Day
just can't
is...
hear myself.
You can't hear yourself at all? Hang on, there you go. Is that
better? Nah, not really.
There we go.
Not really.
Oh, you can't. Give me
sounds really funny.
Oh, really?
I'd love it if this episode was the time that you actually forget to record my microphone. Nah. Sounds really
now?
Weird. Not really. There we go. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that better?
It is.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
We got there in the end.
That's nice.
Yeah, we've...
all over the shop. If anything, we've gone more all over the shop the further in we get into this endeavour.
I think we just get more comfortable with the process, maybe.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
but, true. Where'd you get the cake from?
This is a classic...
Coles?
Yeah, Safeway cake.
Or Woolies. It's a Woolies cake.
Is it Woolies?
Yeah. Well, I used to call it Safeway. Do you remember that, Mr. 97, when it was called...
Safeway. Yeah.
The fresh food people.
I think it's
used to be Safeway, the fresh food people.
Do you know what it's called in New Zealand?
What is it?
Oh, Countdown.
Countdown.
Yes. Yeah, we were right near a Countdown when we went over there. They sell alcohol in the aisles of the supermarkets. Yeah. Great.
I've seen people get rid of the O.
What do you mean?
Countdown.
That's a classic one.
Yeah. But we're coming off the back of...
I just need to tell you another one. Yeah. Brighton Grammar, an elite private school here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Huge sign as you drive past. You know, just trying to sort of promote parents to send their kids to this school. And their slogan was, "We teach boys." Mm-hmm. What did they change it to?
"We touch boys."
Yeah.
not ideal.
Who thought "We teach boys" is the best?
Yeah.
Like,
"We teach boys" is such a shit tagline.
"We teach boys." Well, it is an all-boys school, so I get it, but...
Yeah. It just seems like a weird thing that I guess they're going to be very specific about what we do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But are all the schools, Halebury, which is a Victorian school, they went into doing co-ed, like different sexes.
Oh, yeah.
So you could go, like I remember a friend... went to Halebury. It was, I think, I knew a chick who went to Halebury. So I don't know whether there's a whole shift. I heard on the news, because it was International Women's Day on Friday, there was some legislation passed where one of the schools could basically discriminate, basically pick...
Yes.
Women to come, like,
so
girls.
Prioritize female enrollment because there still was too many boys at the school.
I've stopped saying female after we're recording this thing for this corporate organization, and they were talking about increasing women's presence in boards, and the interviewer said female. And the lady said, "Oh, can we stop saying female? Every time you say female, I just think of cow."
Cow.
Which I don't I don't completely understand.
Well, because a cow is a female.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bull is a male cow. It's not a male cow. It's a bull is a male. Mm. A cow that milks is a female. So she's just – I think girl – the term girl in my mind goes to like a young person,
like,
or
boys.
A boy.
Yeah.
Boys. Yeah, we touch boys.
Anyway, we had the boy came with us on last night.
Yes, Mr. 97. First night out on the town.
Yeah.
We went to a big media company. We didn't have time for Christmas celebrations.
Yeah, Christmas in March.
Yeah. And so we decided to go to the ESPY,
yeah.
which the Esplanade Hotel, a bit of an institution in St Kilda, yeah. only a short walk from your joint.
It's an old music venue / pub back in mm-hmm. the day. They used to film Rock Whiz, which was a TV ah. Australian TV show in the sort of – It's. I would love to go for a tour because it's like layered. There's like, you know, three or four floors. There's like different stages and different restaurants. And it was unbelievably packed. I'll tell you a story. This is – I found it really funny. But now as I think more about it, it's like it's fucking disgusting. I know a guy who when it was the old ESPY – this is what happens when you drink – Mm-hmm. You think shit like this is funny.
Yeah.
He took a pot glass, which is like a small beer glass,
yeah.
and took it to the toilet and shat in it. And it was a busy, busy venue. It was super busy last night. Yeah. And it used to be busy.
Disgustingly busy.
And it used to always be busy. And what he did was he snuck up to the bar and put it onto the bar.
It would wreak havoc.
While people were just standing there. So no one knew. And then everyone's like...
What sort of putrid person is this?
No.
But who is it actually?
You don't know them. I'm actually not going to out them because I think they'd probably regret it. I wasn't friends with him when he actually did that. It was many, many years ago. But he just told me that story and I was
did
like.
Did he explain why he did it?
I just thought it was funny. This is the thing when you, like you saw how many drunk idiots there were there last night. People think the stupidest shit is funny. I get it. It's like a practical joke, but it's also, I'm just thinking like, because someone could get sick.
I think it's a super impractical joke, actually. It's the ultimate impractical joke. No, so you, Amy, your wife had booked it in for us.
Yeah.
It was the kitchen. Is that what it's called or what do they call it nowadays? So
that was called the kitchen. I never went there before.
So it's the back of the ESPY. And so Mr. 97 and Bree and I were... Yeah. Found a park out the front, didn't realise that we couldn't actually park where it was. It was for taxis only. Mm. But we spent the first 5 minutes sitting there waiting for you guys in the car before he realised. And we were sort of, it was a bit of panic stations for us.
What, because you were in vantage point, just you could see everyone. Was everyone just looking at you?
No. We were looking at everyone. We were people watching.
Yeah.
But it was just, how would you describe the crowd, 97?
Pretty outrageous.
Yeah, just a lot of young people. A
lot of short skirts, tight T-shirts, just a lot of hair gel.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah,
And it definitely felt like a bit – it felt more your scene than my scene.
Well, I definitely not my scene anymore. Used it was the scene that – I would have gone there if it was 5, 6 years ago. It would have – you know, like I like going to those drinking spots. But it was totally – it's as we walk through there, the experience is only one that you enjoy if you're off your face. Because yelling at each other, having a nice conversation, yelling is not a nice conversation.
So we had to walk all the way through, but then we ended up at the kitchen, which was nice.
That was lovely. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Mr. 97 had – was it red wine for you the first time?
Yes, yeah, a sip. Yeah.
A sip
I will tell you, mate, there's many things coming out. I text you today and said, write a list – of all the first things, all the things you haven't tried yet as a 19-year-old bloke.
Yeah.
Because we also worked out that vanilla slices was one thing that you hadn't had in your 19 years of existence.
Yeah.
Did you see the message that came through? It was hilarious. I'll read it to you. 2 seconds.
Yeah, there was a few. We had one from BMAC who said he thinks that 97's having us on as a way of just getting all of this free stuff.
Yeah. Amy... inboxed us and said, typical Melbourne kid, never had a snot block from the local bakehouse. Mm. I forgot the nickname of them is snot block.
Yeah, it's pretty revolting when you say it like that, isn't it?
But yeah, I'm blown away how you haven't, like I don't, what is this?
What's your problem?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't expect you have, you know, tried illicit drugs or anything.
Yeah.
This is more just a vanilla slice.
Yeah.
It was Josh's drug of choice.
Yeah. I mean, what's on – have you got a list at all yet or no?
In progress. It's okay. I'm still
Can you give us 5 things?
Have you got 5 there?
I have
he's
got –
definitely got 5. This guy's I've got done 5. Fuck off.
Oh, he's got 5. I will say, like, he's just come out of the woodworks. He might not even identify that he – like, he might not even know
yeah.
that Absolutely. Something is – in existence.
Yeah.
So
what are the five obvious ones for you?
Hot air balloon.
Okay. You've never done that. Picking all the good fucking ones.
No, just, dumplings.
You've never had dumplings?
Never had dumplings.
Dumplings.
What?
Yeah. Could we combine all of these?
That's funny.
What else?
The ultimate date night.
Never been to a drive-in cinema.
Drive-in cinema.
It is old school. You don't have your license.
I haven't been to a drive-in cinema either.
Quick, funny story. Not that funny. when I first met Amy, she was living in Sydney. I was living in Melbourne. I flew up there and she took me to a drive-in cinema. It was like a date that she'd prepared, didn't tell me about, and I was fucking wrapped. The last drive-in cinema I went to was with Reese Mitchell and his dad, mm-hmm. and it was fun. It was like a premiere or something. But so we went. What she realized, she bought two tickets. She didn't need two tickets. She only needed one ticket because it's just one car. So she's got these two fucking tickets. She's like,
I wonder how much. Oh, fuck. So could we get a big car, fill it with people, and it's a one cost?
I'm not sure. Maybe that's taking the piss.
We could do a whole bit.
Hire a bus.
Yeah. We call the Oz Bargain Bus. We all get free waters at the drive-through McDonald's.
Borrow Shane Jacobson's bus.
Yes. That'd be great. Got a few. I'm sure all those plasma TVs were through an Oz Bargain.
The thing about going to the drive-in cinema, you need the car, the right car for it. Some people get like a ute. Mm-hmm. Turn it around, put a swag in the back and lie back. So that's like
Dad's fully Impala.
That would be sick.
The bench seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we could do it this week.
So there is still one in Melbourne.
Is there one in Dandenong?
There was one in Coburg. There was one in Red Hill down that way, down the peninsula. Okay.
What else is on your list?
Hot air balloons, dumplings and drive-in cinemas.
Drive-in cinemas. Never been to like a rooftop restaurant. Like a rooftop bar.
Never?
Nope.
Okay, sure.
And then the obvious one, no, any alcohol.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, you had?
Until last night.
What? Fuck, get fucked. That was your first sip of Hang on.
I've had a tiny sip of beer before, but other than that, no.
And it was root beer.
I mean, he was similar to me. I was the exact same up until the age of like 27.
27.
But then when I went to Italy, it was when the car company gave me that wine tour thing.
Yeah.
And I had a bunch then.
Do you think it will be something that you won't do? Like, are you going to have four beers one night and feel a bit sort of tipsy just to experience it? You got no interest. I don't want you to, but if you don't want to. But
there's no appeal. I think if you're a non-drinker, beer can't be the one that's going to
turn. Oh, okay. Maduri and lemonades.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Another thing, like a whiskey.
Like, I think for me, like when Jason Fox talks about just sort of, so I just imagine Jason doing.
But you
this.
Won't even like that. Like it tastes like fucking petrol if you haven't. Generated a palate for it.
I love olives. I love pickles.
Yeah, I don't think it means that you're like whiskey. Not at all. Not at all. I've only just started liking whiskey more and more as I've got older.
I hate beer. I've drank
so much. Yeah, I know, but beer's different. Like beer I didn't really like at the start and I got...
Touch my hand again.
I know. Right. Don't touch me.
You touched me.
Don't touch me again.
Episode 300.
Don't touch me episode. So I've developed the taste. I didn't like it as much. Like the red wine, you should have seen his face. Hilarious.
Big baby couldn't handle it.
Yeah, big baby got... Yeah. Anyway, I developed a taste for it. But I'm not saying that you should at all. But I'm just saying it is not in your head. What's the thing? Like, is there a... Like, my dad doesn't go near it because he used to have to pick his mum up off the ground. She was an alcoholic.
No. Nothing like that.
So it hasn't been...
Everyone thinks that. As soon as I, like... When I said, I don't drink, they're like,
what's wrong?
What's wrong? What happened?
Yeah.
Who hit you? Like, it was always, who hit you?
The answer could even be like, well, the friends I hang around, we just aren't into that. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were, you know...
But it's sort of fucked up that people have to... Like, what used to annoy the fuck out of me was that I'd have to create a whole story. I remember working for an agency and going, like I was doing some freelance work for them and we went to Adelaide for Clipsal 500, which is like a big race.
V8 supercar.
The most Jim Beam and Cokes drank in 1 week.
So we went to like this tapas place and there was four of us and the guy said, just four of the big beers, whatever they were called. I said, oh, no, I'm all good. I'm not drinking. He's like, ah, have one, have one. I was like, oh, no. And it was like February. He goes, oh, Feb 5. You must be doing Feb 5. I'm like, oh, actually, no, I'm not drinking at all this year. He's like, I must have had a big one last year. So it's just like, I just said yes by that point.
It's amazing he came up with all the excuses for you.
The thing is, though, that I just, what I was panicked about was he was then going to think that if I'm coming from that alcoholic sort of perspective, I would at least know a bit about alcohol.
Yeah.
So then I started thinking, what could be my thing? But like, you could be an alcoholic and not be a connoisseur of alcohol.
Yeah, of course. The I think alcohol served me in developing a network, but you can see the diminishing returns. I'm not, like, that's why I'm not drinking this year, because I see that I'm actually a better person when I don't drink, like all those fucking idiots that were there last night.
How do you identify, so saying, you know, I'm a better person not drinking, that's obviously a story that you're telling yourself. Where do you actually see the returns? What's the qualitative results?
If you go out and drink, you're sick the next day, and you're probably, I am more irritable, like things can annoy me quicker. You know, there's just little things that, you know, like when you feel hot and you feel sort of like a bit uncomfortable.
It's me all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when I'm eating, like to me it's 100% food.
So when you've eaten a heap and then you're just like, everything's a bit hot and sweaty.
Everything's like, clothes stick to me and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then shit just annoys you. But also there's a chemical imbalance because it is like it's an anti-anxiety drug, which is why you feel great.
But it's a depressant as well.
Yeah, so when you're having it, there's an anti-anxiety release where you just feel good. But then after, I think, I reckon I fucking definitely hit a downer the next couple of days after a hard session.
Could you have, say, have you ever done the one wine or one beer?
Yeah, but then that goes out the window. I think it's like if you
could do it though, like say yesterday, you think about it, I had like one glass of red wine and I woke up this morning at 20 past 8, which was late for me. And I did ask myself, I'm like, am I hungover?
No. I mean, Mason would be more hungover than you. Yeah.
Well, I did think you at 97 was definitely more outrageous as we're walking down St Kilda. I'm like, I don't know if this is a placebo.
Yeah.
He's bouncing.
This week I've definitely thought more about drinking again. But I know I'm not going to, but I've thought more about picking it back up.
Where does it come from?
Oh, just feeling a bit shit. Feeling shit and wanting to feel a different way. And that's drinking.
Would you say last day? Because with food, Bree and I are constant, like I feel like we're like junkies.
Oh yeah, but
last
so
day.
That's it.
Last day, we'll just.
It was like on Monday's episode. You're like, I'm done, and then we're smashing shit again.
Yeah.
And you're like, when did I say that?
Yeah.
That's what happens with drinking. Yeah. There is parallels between your drinking habits and drinking eating habits and drinking. Yeah. I touched you again. Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah. It's very. Yeah. There's a lot of intimacy going on.
Real handsy.
I feel that the worst position. Like where I'm the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Worked it out today.
When is it?
Being exhausted from IKEA and then seeing Dames, a little chocolate with the...
Dames. Never heard of them.
You heard of Dames?
No. I mean, he's had nothing. He's never tried anything.
So Dames are like this... imagine like peanut brittle.
Yes.
But remove the peanut. And
it's like a horrible. Would never do it.
And it's like chocolate coated. It's delicious. Anyway, they had them at IKEA, and Brie actually turned to me and said, "Last day,
last day,
last
meaning
day. As in last day of eating shit." Brie actually said what Brie's exact words were. I had to pick her up on it. We said, "Last day of eating,
last."
but we did get some, but.
It's the thing is the naughtiness has spilled over because it's a long weekend. Amy said today, well, should we get a little treat?
What'd you get?
Biscuits. I fucking ate eight of them.
I blew my load.
I fucked it up. I got mint slice.
Oh, they're good though.
Yeah, but they are nice.
I've nearly shit my pants eating some mint slices. Because they are, but there's a bit of it which is like, oh, fuck, do we have any Chewies? Nah, just have a mint slice. You know what I mean?
Who the fuck says that?
No, that's definitely
how I
felt.
I've got no chewies. I'll have a mint slice.
Mr. 97 was an absolute hero, though. Yeah, when? Bray, at the SB.
Really? Bray, what did you do?
As soon as 97 left the car, Bray's like, man, Mason, what a guy.
Why?
So can you explain from your perspective what happened, 97, on the way out of the venue?
Yeah, on the way out there were we had to pass through the crowd. It was like it was a bar and there were lots of
there's a lot of animals. Rowdiness. Pack of wolves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There were a bunch of people in there.
And I was behind Bray. I was probably six people behind because I got caught up. So Mr. 97 is ahead of Bray by a person and Bray standing there. And then I see a guy yell something out to Bray and then I see 97 turn around, give the guy fucking the stare down and then grabs Bree, puts his arm around Bree and brings her and walks away.
Was this at
the, I don't know about the stare down. I wouldn't have messed with him.
Was there a door? Was that going through like the door section between the two areas?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. He was, it was pig.
Yeah.
And so
pig,
he said, apparently Bree said, terrible. He said, hey, baby.
Yeah, he said then, something to the girl before I walked through the door. Yeah. I was like,
not to take anything away from you, Brie, because she had a pep in her step with everyone.
No, he was a big pig. Is my point.
Yeah,
and then so then he
not
followed
to take
up.
Away from Brie. She doesn't just attract pigs, but unfortunately, this guy was just a pig. But 97 came to the rescue, and it was great. It was just like, I saw the whole thing happen.
There is so walking through crowds like that, you got to get handsy. You just.
What does that mean?
No, you're just putting your hands. Sorry, mate. Like were you just sort of not touching anyone?
No, I was. The thing is, I literally
shift people.
I had a. There was an energy that I was uncomfortable with, which was people being, and because I've been in a fight, like I've only been in one adult fight.
How old were you?
21, and a guy was being a dickhead.
Is this the one where you outsourced?
Yeah.
So you weren't in a fight?
Well, no, I was in a fight.
You
well,
were the source of the altercation.
He was fighting me. And it would have been 97 would have been who I outsourced. I'd have been like,
No way, mate. Yeah, I would have been running
the
other way.
Get the SD cards and then fucking throw a punch. No, but I would, a guy said, what are you looking at? This was at a 21st. Why are you looking at me? I'm like, you're acting like an idiot. And then he came over and he started, I was just sitting down.
Yeah.
He started fucking
pushing
me. I said, Daniel, who's a kickboxer who was there. And then they fucking had it out.
He actually, they punched on. Yeah. Who won?
They broke it. These things, there's never any winners because everyone jumps in
knocked
and stuff.
Out.
Yeah, the guy wasn't knocked out.
Yeah.
But so that wasn't ideal. But mate, these animals, this is just.
Have you ever been in a fight, Mr. 97?
No. No happened. Chance. I'd run away. I wouldn't. Would you? No chance I'd stand up.
Why not?
Not worth it.
No,
I don't give a shit. I just run away.
Not even for Bree.
he's not. He's out of
there. No, not with that bloke. That bloke was pretty full on.
Yeah. He was a bigger guy.
Half of it.
I would have tried, but yeah.
Yeah, what is he going to do? He was off his chops. You could trip him over in a second. That drunk.
It's dirty punching on in a bar. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but there was definitely that vibe where I was like, oh, I could see things escalating really quickly where someone fucking gets beer on me and I like do something.
Well, it's alcohol. People aren't as hot-headed. Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't as happy but also fucking 0 to 100 real quick without alcohol.
Yeah.
Like people just aren't that fucking explosive, I don't think,
on
a day-to-day basis. Like the people that end up in jail are usually the ones, you know, that have coward-punched someone are the ones that probably don't talk about it. Like you're like, the fuck, you punched someone? Like, and they just got a good one and knocked him out, killed him.
What's like the chick who's a childcare worker who was involved in belting a cop?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fucked up? Yeah. How would you feel if you found out that Bodie's childcare workers were beating up cops?
Well,
not a good look.
I'd be super surprised because the kinds of people that it attracts are lovely.
Yeah.
But this is alcohol, dude. It's the legal substance that fucking ruins lives. It's ridiculous.
There's an energy, though, to certain places like bars.
Yeah.
IKEA being one of them today, being at IKEA. So the thing is that I couldn't actually believe what happened today.
What happened?
Well, first
of all. The brutal incident, not that?
No, not that. So first of all, we've been to IKEA over, it's been four times.
Yeah.
in the past 2 weeks, right?
That's too much.
It's way too much. And Bree is very indecisive, as she would admit. And so the other day we went to IKEA and there were two options in regards to TV units that we could buy. And Bree was leaning on one and then she changed her mind and said, oh, maybe the other one. I said, you know what? Let's just get this one. Let's get the original one.
Mm.
Let's just, we're getting it. And then because I was pushing back, being like, you know what? I think this is just indecisiveness in the moment.
Mm.
We'll get it home and it will be all fine.
Yeah.
No, it didn't happen that way. Well, so Bree had more time to think about it while I was at home. So we ended up taking, these are big fuck off boxes. We're on the fifth floor. So we're having, I've got my two herniated discs carrying bullshit. And so we, this morning, had to go to IKEA, return that furniture, and then get new ones. And so we were going to...
You hadn't unboxed it.
We had started, but then we taped it up.
Okay.
Mr. 97 had pointed out how good IKEA's return policy is.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need the packaging. You could literally... like
you don't even need the unit at all.
Rob a house. Take someone else's back.
Yeah.
Get your money back.
And so they... We normally go, there's two IKEAs in Melbourne. I think there's two, Springvale and Richmond.
Yeah.
Richmond only had one in stock. Springvale had 10 of this new unit that we wanted to get. But we haven't ever bought anything from the Springvale one. So I actually said to Bree was very accommodating because she understood how fucked up this whole situation was going back. And so I said, I'll wait in the car and can you – just go and scope everything out, work out where the trolley is, where we're going to get the old stuff, where we access the lift to get up, make sure that we can get in, all that sort of thing. Anyway, when she got out of the car, she straight away dropped something, right? Something in her pocket and she spent ages fumbling around. Turns out it was the remote for our house, to be able to not only open the garage door but also like a fob to be able to buzz in.
Yes.
It's like an RFID chip. Anyway, so she picks up all that, puts it all back together. During IKEA, there's no joke, we're hearing just arguments. Just
everywhere.
Couples, like it's not even, you think of it as some sort of joke. Like you think about it as like this is a funny, but there is absolutely every couple is having, and then you add kids to it.
Oh,
like
mate.
Couples with kids. And they're just, you hear it like, well, do we really want to be coming back another time? Like this exact same fucking conversations. And so where it all started, the big mistake I made was I've got this new, what's it called?
It's just thermos.
Thermos, that's what it's called. I got a thermos, I put hot coffee in it.
Mm.
But black coffee already fucking makes me a bit buzzy.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking around IKEA with hot coffee, just fucking sipping at it in replacement for water, getting a little bit more anxious as we go on. And so the old unit that we had two pieces.
Mm.
Bree said, this one has 13 pieces. I said, I don't think that's right. 13 individual boxes.
Jesus.
For a TV unit. Have you heard about this?
No.
It seems like a lot, but it was correct. And so we got through it all. There was a moment where I thought we had to get two boxes and Bree's like, no, I only need one. Anyway, we get to the checkout area and we wait in line and the lady says, oh, you've only got one box. You need two boxes. I said, we only need one. I backed up Bree from what Bree said. I said, oh, no, we only need one. She goes, no, there's meant to be two. I was like, okay.
It's a good save by the woman.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you don't want to go to the self-serve checkout type of thing. So anyway, we ended up having to go and then re-getting in the line and what sort of thing. Where it became key bad situation was we get home, we open the garage, that's all fine, and then we go to get up the lift. I'm carrying these big fuck-off things and it's not beeping.
Oh, no, right? It's broken.
It turns out we had the RFID part, this little piece of paper sort of thing, we had left it at IKEA.
Oh, like
it was on the ground. So we couldn't access any of the the building.
Can't
so
get back up the lift.
We got it to ground and then so Bree started dialing everyone on our floor to try and get up and we finally got up and she opened it all up and was looking and seeing what's the difference between, because we had two remotes.
Yeah.
And so we ended up working out what it was.
And she fixed it.
And so, her and my bro have gone to IKEA Springvale and we just got a FaceTime just before you hear. They found the white circle on the car park.
That's pretty amazing.
So it's fucked. But so I'm a little bit rattled by the whole thing. But the one thing that came out of it was I think we should
a divorce.
But no, also Fat Fridays, IKEA style.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever been to IKEA, Mr. 97?
The restaurant, like the
yes,
yeah,
okay,
you have.
Yeah. I really see, thought the reason
I
first.
The reason I think he probably had done that is because it's cheap.
Yeah,
he's just a slight cheapskate in the best of ways. Yeah. He just makes wise money decisions.
We need to give him the $7 each for the eggs.
Oh yeah, he bought us eggs and we owe him. He'll be honest for weeks on that.
Just put it in the invoice.
Yeah, no, yeah. Can you? No. Yeah. Just put we'll round it off to 10. No, give us invoices, $20.
So, what have you, 97? What have you had at IKEA food wise?
I think it was like a chicken parma.
Mm. Or you can get salmon.
Nah, I went safe.
I just think we've got our Fat Friday sorted. Mm. Dumplings, like a shitload of dumplings.
We can actually go to the one on Burke Street, Dion St. Moore.
Never heard of it.
So
there's so many.
So like, Dion St. Moore founded Moore Cosmetics, where Bree used to work.
Is this a fancy dumpling
this
place?
This is the dumplings one. This is the one that Russ Keys talks about that's on Burke Street.
Is it fancy though?
It's called dumplings.
No, it's like you want like a dirty dumpling joint.
They have like crazy different versions. We could definitely get dumplings.
There's an alleyway in the CBD that has dumplings, and there's an Indian restaurant called Gaylord's, and then there's another one. Then there's the Hutong, I think it is, dumpling house. No, not Hutong. Anyway, they're so cheap. I think you'd be into dumplings based on how cheap they are and how many you get.
Yeah, but not for the carbs.
Not for the carbs. Well, you're not there to fucking be on a diet. You're eating dirty dumplings. So you can get hundreds of them.
What you would have heard of is Shanghai dumplings.
That's it. The Shanghai one. Dumpling house.
And they had sort of, I remember like yellow bowls. And you get a sense that they just fucking rinse them down.
Oh,
hose.
Yeah. It feels like you're on school camp, the cutlery that they've got going on. So full on.
Drumplings. Drumplings is the place that's on Burke Street. Founded by Dion St. Moore. As far as I'm aware, they do like...
This is giving the kid a fucking...
A good experience.
Five-star dumpling experience. I think we go dirty dumplings. Like,
could we do a dumpling tour? Could we do a could we do a whole sort of a dumpling crawl?
You could do a dumpling crawl.
The thing is, when the fuck am I losing my weight? I just can't.
Mate, just keep training.
Friday. I just need to do it on a Friday.
I think you just got to train.
It's not definitely not. It's the food. You can't outrun a bad diet.
Yeah, but you don't have a 7 day a week bad diet. Have a one day.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. My problem at the moment is that eating, and Brie keeps buying those bliss balls.
Oh no!
And I just keep eating them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
now you definitely can't outrun a bad diet, but you can eat less.
You can also not.
And train.
How? Just quickly. I know this is. I don't know if this is good for podcasting, but in regards to the gym, how do you reckon I get there now?
You drive. Okay. This is the thing. Don't push back on getting like having to drive to a gym. If it's the way that you...
So do you think that's what... So I've moved close to here.
Yeah.
I was sort of planning on the gym being the middle ground.
Yeah.
So do you think...
Every time I go to the gym, I have to backtrack. Every time I go to the gym, I have to drive and then drive back towards my house.
Because you know I'm a... No backtrack kind of guy. But I understand that I need to do it.
Yeah.
So, but are you thinking that we, if we were to get into a habit of going to the gym as part of, you know, business partners and it's something we do, what time do you think?
Yeah, morning I just think is the most productive time to get training, get it out of the way. I don't know. It's been the hardest thing I've had to navigate as a parent based on having a kid to drop off.
And a lot of walks and stuff I have in the morning. Could we do like a... I think that productivity after 3 o'clock goes down the drain.
100%. Yeah,
so
no, you are
like
right.
So could be like 3:30 or 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock would be good.
Leave here at 3:45.
Yeah.
4 o'clock start.
4 o'clock start.
Be done by 4:45.
Yeah.
Drive and pick up Amy at 5.
That's perfect.
Where's her... Is her new work close to it?
Yeah, it's 800 meters.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Glad we got that sorted.
Yeah, out of the way. Yeah, thanks for being here with us while we navigate our gym schedule.
It's important. And I've got to walk with Pete tomorrow as well.
Mr. 97, I think we do have to start getting you to try things for the first time.
Yeah.
So we have a list. We should do some sort of Mr. 97's first.
Yeah, and I'll be throwing things at you, asking you, because I think that's like... You haven't told, like you can, these are the ones you think you know. But yeah.
We'll ever had a ciggy?
No chance.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even do it. Never? No way would I do it.
No, wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't even have like a shisha, like
No, I wouldn't either.
Nargila? Nargila? Vape. Would you try a vape?
No.
It's
not worth it, is it?
No.
Like, what is there to get? Like, even if vaping was like super safe,
yeah.
What's the point?
Well, I don't think they're super safe. There was a report that kids have been getting into swallowing the fucking liquid.
Yeah. They haven't been getting into it. They're like 2-year-olds.
You know, they're getting into it. They're actually getting their little paws onto it. It's horrible. Vapes are disgusting. Most people who vape are just getting off the cigarette bandwagon because they don't want to keep smoking.
Wonder how many people have just started vaping as the first thing.
That's a weird thing to think.
That's like 40-year-olds that start smoking.
Yeah, that is weird.
What are we going to do with this cake? Are we going to have a slice?
I've fucked my diet today, so I might have a slice and then go for a run later.
Yeah, I might have a slice too.
And not go for a run later.
Yeah, I'm not committing to anything. I've got my walk with Pete in the morning.
Hey, thanks for listening. We're 300 episodes in. We had episode 200 at LAX while the planes were going overhead. Episode 100, we had Hamish Blake.
I was house sitting and he came over.
That was great. Fun. And so it's been pretty fucking crazy.
Episode 400?
Yeah, it's another 100 episodes away. It seems like a long time.
It's only 3 months.
Yeah, but so much happens.
3 months?
Two.
Three times 20 is 4, 60.
Six. Nah, it's like 4 months.
Yeah.
It's like 4 months. There's a lot that's going to happen in 4 months, and we've got a lot of shows in between. We've done a lot of shows.
I'm still pushing for potentially a reason to do 7 episodes a week.
A week. Yeah, we'll slowly get there.
Yeah.
We'll slowly get there.
Because we could have special versions where it's like, you know what, like let's just do an episode on a weekend where we explore Mr. 97's firsts and we try and smash out heaps.
Now, there's solo episodes. Hey, guys, I'm here at the local strip club and wow.
The guys are giving me $500.
Yeah. I've currently bought 5 guys drinks.
We've got sugar here. Sugar, tell me, what do I do next? Yeah, great. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Have we gotten any emails lately? We got a really nice email. I think it was it Jenny from WA? She was saying she was like, I'm a 1965 babe, and she loves
born in 1965.
Yeah,
oh, that's lovely.
And yeah, Jenny, I am older than what you probs. What your audience? Oh, sorry. I am older than what you probs want your audience to be. Not true, Jenny.
We'll take anyone.
Yeah. I am an original Malloy Martin fan.
Oh, yeah?
Then and still Hamish and Andy. I grew up with 2 brothers and I love the shit/banter that men talk. You guys are in both of these duos' molds. Keep going. Big things are destined for you. Hashtag 1965, babe. Fuck. I don't know if Jenny's right.
She's lumped us with some greats.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take
absolutely
that.
Don't do that again.
That was horrible.
It's a daily talk show. Feel free to send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
We'll catch you tomorrow for episode 301.
301.
Shit.
See you then.
See you guys.
Bye.